Toric Lodges here, with it says in the papers.
Taoiseach's office apology over North visit cock-up is the headline on the front of the Irish Examiner. Political correspondent Aoife Moore reports that the Taoiseach's office has been forced to apologise to Northern Ireland's First Minister after a government source overzealously briefed a media outlet that the first meeting between the new Taoiseach and the North's First and Deputy First Ministers was to take place today, despite no meeting being organised. A government spokesperson said a scheduling difficulty was the reason the visit wasn't going ahead and the problem was in Dublin, but a senior source in the Northern Ireland executive told the paper that they knew nothing about any planned meeting until contacted by journalists, and the Taoiseach's office had since apologised for an administrative cock-up. Details of what we can expect in the July job stimulus plan are carried in the Irish Times. Youth unemployment has been highlighted as a key focus. Measures under consideration include a significant investment in apprenticeships as well as back to education allowances. But the report from Jennifer Bray and Jack Horgan-Jones says some government sources express doubt about the possibility of a reduction in VAT for the hospitality sector. The Irish Independent reports that Sinn Féin TD Pat Buckley has revealed he was driving on a learner's licence when he was caught drink driving in 2013. The Cork East TD said the incident that led to a three-year driving ban was still a great source of shame and a massive mistake. We're also told that Fianna Fáil TDs were yesterday still seeking to identify the source of similar revelations about the newly appointed Agriculture Minister Barry Cowan. A report from Ken Foy says specialist detectives are actively investigating reports that under pressure crime boss Daniel Kinahan has left Dubai and is travelling from country to country in the Middle East. If the information given to officers by high-level informants is correct, it shows that pressure on Kinahan from Gardaí and other police forces is having an effect. The Irish Daily Mail gives front page coverage to comments from the Taoiseach to Leo Varadkar that working from home will become the new normal. He described COVID-19 as an accelerator of change that was coming. According to the Irish Daily Star, Gardaí could lose 2 weeks' pay if they travel abroad during the pandemic. In a circular issued yesterday, Gardaí and Garda staff were advised against travelling overseas and were warned that the two-week period of self-isolation after returning to Ireland may be treated as special leave without pay. The Irish News highlights a warning from Northern Ireland's chief medical officer that travellers from Britain present the greatest risk of bringing coronavirus into the north, while the Belfast Telegraph covers a claim from the UUP that a predicted £32 million overspend on the new Casement Park would fund five new primary schools. A call from the Irish Co-op organisation for the 2 metre social distancing rule to be reviewed in March is covered in the Irish Farmers Journal. A spokesperson highlighted an unsustainable situation where you can sit at a 1 metre distance in marked canteens, which are operated by independent contractors, but then have to sit 2 metres apart at ringside. David Quinn, manager of Car New Mart in Wicklow, said you'd nearly need a good stick with you to keep the 2 metre rule in place. The ongoing closure of all but two gates in the Phoenix Park is causing major traffic headaches for local businesses and residents. That's covered in the Herald. The Irish Sun reports that RTE is to show highlights from recent Late Late toy shows. And finally, the Irish Daily Mirror tells us that The Simpsons have been voted as viewers' favourite television family. The Trotters from Only Fools and Horses took second place, with a tie for third between the Royal Family, the Addams Family and the Flintstones.